for MRI mobile. And for NNH. Playback. I really got to figure out this buffeting noise, motorboating, whatever you want to call it. Guess if I had to look up, I had to probably have to wire in a capacitor or something.
It's with the man on the mountain.
You know, another capacitor, or it could be I need to put a choke in or something. Just those thoughts come to my mind. I done a look on Google before I put the radio on here, and there is a known issue, but there's like 10 million different fixes. So, I can't remember who it is. They make a noise reducer that goes in line with it for these new electronics of vehicles, so I might have to look into that.
What it says is the culprit generally.
Noise from the alternator, the rectifier bridge inside the alternator. Governing the voltage coming out of the alternator. When you first crank it up, it could be high, which is what just happened to me. But going down the road, it'll happen here and there. Yeah, so it's just basically voltage.
All right, then that's a new one. Didn't think that would be a thing, but yeah, that's weird.
It's an electrical noise similar to stuff you used to get on some of the older cars. You would get whine and all kinds of things through the charging system. It's similar, but because of the way these alternators are pulsed with modulated now, that's what's doing it.
I mean, that makes actually good sense, to be honest with you. I was wondering if there's a way, like, put a choke or something on the antenna cable maybe to stop it from hearing it, but then again, you do have the antenna mounted on the hood, so that may not be an option. And let's say another option would be to try to fix whatever's making that truck growl, but who knows?
Isolators on the feed line isn't what it is. It's all power related, driving the electronics nuts. It's all got to do with the sensitivity of these new radios and such. If I had an older radio, guarantee I could put that, I think it's an 1820 that's in the floor there. If I put it in this truck, it probably would have a bit of issues.
You're on the, yeah, you're on the same radio as me, the FCM500, right?
My 500 in here. I got to move the head, but yeah.
I'll try my 300. I mean, we got it here. It's drop-in replacement pretty much. I think my 300's here.
Kim with 480HX, yeah, that'll work.
Out of your mind, first off. Second off, you ain't got the power to drive that thing in that truck.
Believe it or not, yes, I do. I got plenty of power to drive the HX. But anyway, yeah, I'm down here by the post office, so I'll be there in just a couple of minutes, dude.
Be on your final, KO4NH.
I mean, it's KO4NH, it's CAD 4MIA, we'll be clear.